Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Once the government has the power or has been given the power to force, to compel you, to force you to do things against your will, it will never stop. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. All right, welcome to the Financial Guys podcast. I'm sorry we're late this morning. For those of you that are waiting for us live at 8 o'clock, I appreciate that.
Do people wait for us at 8 o'clock?
Like 3.
Not yet. Just,
no, almost. Yet. We're getting there. We're
the
getting
radio
there.
Show. We've got an awesome Saturdays. People are waiting.
Yeah, 1 to 3, 20-some-odd years on the radio. And when we're not on, I definitely get the Twitter messages, like, where are you guys? I appreciate that. Thank you, all of our listeners, for decades, literally. So this is the show where money meets politics. We're going to talk a lot of politics today. We'll probably talk a bit of inflation. 6.8% is a really, really, really big number.
Best in 40 years, Joe.
Woo!
Best,
woo! Right back, to, right back to Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, seriously, right back to Jimmy Carter.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Right.
Who would have thought?
40 years.
Oh, yeah. Anybody with an economic brain.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Anybody with a brain.
Yeah.
Some of you liberals are brain dead. You really are. So yeah. You really, really are. Like, well, when you think, let's cut the supply of fuel because it's good for the poor people. My favorite is you morons actually think it's good for the environment.
Well, they,
that's
they,
the best.
They tell themselves this. Yeah. Honest to God, when you tell yourself, it's like, I can see it. They get into a circle of like-minded people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, well, what can we do? Well, we should lower gas consumption by restricting permits or whatnot, and that'll help. And they really, they believe what they're doing is helping people.
No doubt.
Now, is this good? Oh, yeah, this is good for the poor because, honestly, the poor areas are dirtier areas typically. And so if we restricted their energy and their food consumption, that's going to help them to clean up their – and so they tell themselves these ridiculous fallacies.
Yeah. Right.
And then they start to believe it.
Never,
like,
never looking at the actual outcomes that the communities every time get dirtier.
Right.
Every
time.
And then
you got CNN that goes, oh, okay. And they tell CNN, hey, we figured this out. We think – that inflation is actually better for poor and middle class people than it is for the rich. Actually get hurt the most because they own treasury bills.
Long term.
But Nancy,
they all earn 30-year treasuries.
Aren't you rich? What do you own?
Oh,
I own stocks and companies and houses and mansions and investments. And how much in treasury bills do you have, Nancy? Oh, I wouldn't invest in our government debt. Are you crazy? I mean, I can hear the conversation now.
Well, and even when they do, I mean, we work with some of those people. Man. Guess what we tell them? You're going to be very short term right now. We're going to ladder the portfolios out. And then when interest rates go up, we're going to follow them up, and guess what we're going to use them for? When the stock market goes down like it did during COVID, we're going to take some of that money and buy aggressively like we did, and we're going to make you a lot of money, and that's what we did, right? And that's what we continue to do. We've done it for 20 years. Every single time things get bad, we make more money because we're diversified. There's rich people, Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
For decades, people made him out to be a rocket scientist. He says, well, when things are bad, I buy. When things are good, I sell. Well, guess what he's doing, folks? Diversifying.
Well, yeah, guess what he's investing in, though? Not necessarily. I mean, I'm sure he's got some treasury bonds in his portfolio, but he's not investing. He didn't. Warren Buffett did not become a billionaire by investing in treasury bonds.
No,
right?
No.
They did it by investing in equities, companies, buying businesses, right?
The article you were referring to that said specifically rich people buy 30-year treasuries.
Yeah, long-term treasuries.
That's typically what they would have.
Not what they're
doing right now. They're buying short-term treasuries only as a holding point until the market goes down, and then they can buy the equity that they want that's really going to make them some money.
Yeah,
right?
I think a lot of these folks really believe this. Like, they tell themselves.
Sure they do.
But this is the message now from the elites, and we've talked about this a number of times. The World Economic Forum, right?
Yeah.
The World Economic Forum, you know, Davos, where Bill Gates and all these, you know, super high, you know, wealthy people fly in, and the wizards of smart, the elites among us that are going to tell the unwashed masses how to live their lives and, you know, structure society for the good, right? These are the folks that are literally telling us, they're running ads in Europe saying by 2030, they have their 2030 agenda. It's like the 2020 agenda, right? By 2030, you will own nothing
and be happy.
You'll all rent. It'll be
right?
fine.
You'll
all be happier.
You'll dial up what you need on your phone, and Amazon will deliver it via drone.
You won't
and
have to worry about any responsibilities like a mortgage or risk.
We'll take care of that for you. Yeah. And that way, you'll have to work as a servant for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And then, if you're lucky enough, we'll allow you to retire by giving you this government benefit that you'll now be completely reliant upon us, and you'll vote for us for as long as we provide you your income.
Mark my words. Any country that
stupidity
that goes with that mandate, that moves in that direction, terrible. Their lifestyles are going to get crushed.
So the right way to build wealth, the right way to insulate yourself from inflation, the right way to go about being financially independent, being financially independent, folks, means that you don't have to get up in the morning and go to work to still pay your bills, right? It is true freedom, right? It is the ability to use your wealth that you've accumulated to grow more wealth, right? To generate income, to appreciate, right? To generate income to pay your bills.
And the freedom to build businesses.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the freedom to build businesses, by the way, isn't just good for the business owner. It's good for everybody that participates. You know,
that's right.
You know, when Bill Gates built Microsoft, Bill wasn't the only one that got wealthy.
That's right.
In fact, Bill's still not the only one getting wealthy from Microsoft, right? There's lots of people that work for Microsoft that now buy things. Yeah. They invest in things. Yeah. There are people that, by the way, probably work for Microsoft, never owned Microsoft stock, but are extremely wealthy because they made enough money to be able to buy other things, whether it's their 401k plan or whether it's you know, buying Twitter or whatever other stocks they're going to buy or private investments to build their wealth, right? There's when you tell a country, don't take risk, good luck with that.
So think about the economic spinoff from some of these companies. Amazon, you mentioned Microsoft, right? Huge. Think about Elon Musk and the economic
Think about
activity.
The financial guys.
Right,
think about
the financial guys.
Right. We've got 100 people or something like that
That's
pay mortgages through what we're doing.
Yep.
Some of those people invest in, a lot of them, they'll invest in mostly other things besides financial guys. They own, we have a 401k plan that they participate
profit
in.
Sharing.
We match it, you liberals. We match it. We give them money.
We have some of the best benefits out there.
We give them profits.
Not that. But the economic, the multiplier effect of businesses like that and the ability, the entrepreneurship, the ability to start companies, right?
Yeah.
We've started 12 companies over our 20-some-odd-year career. Some we've sold, a lot we still own, and a lot of those are still in existence, right? The Subway restaurant on Main and Transit, we built that. Mm-hmm. The Subway restaurant that's in operation in the, what's it called, the Williamsville Place Plaza
on Sheridan and
Evans, we built that, right? Somebody owns that. There's dozens of employees there, right? That's economic output that we generated because we had the ability to go start a business, right? What the government is telling you and what these political elites are telling you, the World Economic Forum is, oh, don't worry. We'll start those businesses for you.
Hmm.
We'll invest. Now, go back and let's just take just a stroll down memory lane, shall we? And look at some of the businesses that the government has created and invested in. Oh, I don't know, like Enter123,
Solyndra.
Solyndra, right? Hmm. I mean, some of these businesses that have been absolute disastrous failures.
Even the business models that are actually good business models
end up
screwing the government. Tesla seems to be a business model that's probably going to end up working, right? It was, by the way, it was a crapshoot. I mean, I remember years people saying, well, should we buy Tesla? I'm like,
pretty impressive, yeah.
We don't buy companies that are basically funded by the government, right?
Right.
I will say this, though. They got enough money to be funded by the government. They continued to be funded by the government, whether it was in California, whether it was New York, or whether it was the federal government.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they have that Bill Clinton-like, you know, hey, I'm going to figure out a way to get money from other people, and that's what he did. He grinded along to get billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and it looks like he'll probably going to end up surviving. Now, will he be a long-term competitive company? I don't know that.
Well, he's the wealthiest guy in the world now. He's got more money than Bill Gates. He's got more money than anybody. He's the wealthiest man in the world, Elon Musk. He's the Time Man of the Year, actually. Yeah. I give Elon Musk a lot of credit. I was not a big fan because I did not like the way he scammed
Still not a fan.
But I am a fan now, and I'll tell you, because
he's a dirtbag.
I think he's a visionary.
Yeah.
I think he's an incredible visionary.
No doubt about it. You can be a dirtbag and a visionary. There's no doubt.
But hey, I give him credit. Look, if the government's handing out money, why wouldn't you take it?
There's a lot of drug dealers that are visionaries, right?
But they're
selling heroin to 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but the difference
they got a vision
is,
to grow their company.
Yeah,
though.
But the thing that he's done, though, like you said, he's employed thousands of people, right?
Hasn't done anything illegal.
But he changed, you know, he changed the dynamic for things. Electronic banking, PayPal.
Yeah.
He did that.
Right.
In fact, PayPal and what he, the software that he built was basically the architecture for all of online banking, all of it.
Yeah.
Not just PayPal, right? Yeah. So the stuff that he did was absolute genius.
He's an absolute genius. And by the way, I guess to your point, it's not really his fault. It's the system's fault, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the economic output of free market capitalism, right? The ability for businesses, people to get together in partnerships and run with their ideas. Sometimes you have to let these things fail. That's the one thing that we're getting away from this country. We can't have any risk. We can't have any failures. Oh my God, we got to bail them out. But what happens when you start to have government bailouts is that the it distorts the market, right? Same thing with you look at Europe, right? What is the economic? There's businesses don't just pop up and start in Europe anymore because the rules and regulations, the bureaucracy, it's so difficult. So what happens is their economy slowly grinds along at 0.01 or 0.1%. It's pathetic, right? We want to emulate that.
Unemployment rates at 8, 9, 10% when the rest of the country, when the U.S. is at 4 or 5. Yeah. Let me tell you about businesses are not going to go. Speaking of European style socialism, New York. New York is led by left wing liberal crack job. They are nut
job. The crazies. I call them the crazies.
They're crazies. And you know what? The output is over there. Here's what they say. Well, we're going to mandate vaccinations because it'll be good for businesses. Have you really? Mm-hmm. And my favorite is when Marky Mark in Erie County says, "Well, I've talked to businesses. You liar.
Talked to businesses.
You know, there's probably a handful of businesses that got some handouts from that's exactly right. A handful of businesses got some money from Erie County and they're like, "Oh, this is not bad. I'll do it." Okay, Marky Mark, right? Now let me tell you, Mark, we deal with business owners every day. Hundreds, if not thousands of them. They hate you.
Yeah.
They hate you.
Yeah, with a
they
passion.
Hate your policies. They hate Kathy Hochul. They hate Andrew Cuomo. They hate the Democrat Party. You know what they hate? They hate New York now, which is sad. New York is a great place. Lots of natural resources. Yeah. Summers that are unbelievable. You've destroyed that. Some of these people who said, "I will never move away. Oh my gosh, I love it here. I love the Four Seasons." They are gone, and they're continuing to leave. Let me tell you what's on the agenda for January 5th, okay? First day of session. You got now Governor Hochul, first one, Governor Hochul's illegal mandate for healthcare workers and other employment. Now, this was held up, by the way, in the Supreme Court. They get Todd Aldinger gets the one liberal judge, right?
Yeah.
Because what's his name? The new appointee said, I would have overturned that. There's no way. Gosh, he was Blasey Ford. Starts with a G.
Kavanaugh,
right? He came out the other day and said, I would have overturned that, right? Shame of it is, okay, here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. These healthcare workers are not, some of them are getting into other businesses. Actually, we're talking to one about bringing them over to do Medicare with us, right?
Yep.
Some of them will just move to a different state. They're going to move. Guess who needs to hire people, by the way? Yeah. Florida. You know why?
Yeah.
Because people are leaving New York and moving there, right?
Yep.
So that's the first one. This gets better, by the way, okay? Assembly Bill, A8378, forced COVID shot mandates to attend school.
That's coming.
Okay.
That's
There's
coming
another
for sure.
10%, 15% of the population that's gone, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I just hope and pray. By the way, it doesn't take many of you to stand up. Some of you are finally doing that. I had a conversation with two business owners this week who said, "I'm not complying." And actually, one of them owns like a coffee shop restaurant. And I called him. I just said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And he said, "Oh," I said, "We'll get you on the radio. We'll get you some exposure." And he said, "Can I send you some coffee or something?" I said, "No, please do not." I said, "All you need to do is tell your friends to find their testicles and stand up
That's
and start
right.
the fight. That's what you need to do for me, right? Because this is a mandate, folks. This is not a law.
But she has no authority.
Nothing.
Kathy Hochul has no. First of all, it was Governor Cuomo was given emergency powers by the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And he even lost when it came to enforcing the mandate. Now, Kathy Hochul has not been given those emergency powers by the legislature. As soon as I heard the mandate, the first thing I did was call the Assemblyman Dave DiPietro. I said, "Dave, good to hear from you." I said, "What's going on with this Kathy Hochul mandate?" I said, "Did I miss something? I've been out of town for a little bit, but did you guys vote to grant her emergency powers?"
Did he just laugh?
He laughed. He goes, "No, he didn't do that." He goes, "She doesn't have the power to put this."
Yeah.
And she knows it. So somebody probably, now I put this out there, and I said, no news media, and even some of their payroll companies. What a bunch of clowns you people are. So I'm getting a message. We get an email from one of the payroll companies or HR, you know, resources. You know, here's the new rules. Like, I don't know. Maybe look at the actual law. I mean, God forbid, thank God we're not paying you guys anymore.
Yeah.
But seriously, there's no emergency powers that gives Kathy Hochul the authority to either issue a mandate for masks nor fines. So anybody gets a fine, the advice from that payroll company should have been, don't worry about getting fined. There's no authority to do that. They're not going to be able to enforce it. Although it might cost you some legal fees, you know, no big deal. You know, you're going to be able to get out of it. You're not going to have to worry about paying. So don't worry about fine. That would have been actual intelligent advice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the advice they gave. No. They said, oh, here's the rules. You better follow these.
Yeah.
Stupid. Just stupidity.
It gets better, Glenn. Bill A279A/S75A forces all adult vaccine records into a state database.
Ooh, making keeping lists now. Love that.
There you go. Yep. Next bill, A7829/S6495, forced COVID shots for college. Well, that's already in place. Yeah. They've already done that.
Who's putting these bills out there? Who's any idea to sponsor these?
I don't. This is just a list of what we have to look forward to. Yeah. We can find that out.
Yeah, this is coming. This is all coming.
Yeah, forced COVID shots for colleges. Now, New York pretty much has already done that.
Yep.
So that's already in place, you know.
Yep.
The next one, Bill A240/S45, forced flu shots to attend school and preschool daycare. So apparently now, apparently we got some flu problem.
Now that we can enforce things, see, this is the problem, folks.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the slippery slope.
Yeah.
Now, we said this 2 years ago, is that it won't stop. You give them an inch, and they will take miles and miles and miles.
You conservative.
They're going to start to tell you, remember when we originally said with the Obamacare? Remember this? Let's go all the way back. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let's go all the way back to Obamacare just for a second, okay? 12 years ago now, 13 years ago, we talked about Obamacare. Worst thing to do was let bureaucrats and politicians get involved in healthcare decisions.
Yep.
Because Justice Roberts, the turncoat, right, decides that, it's not really a tax. No problem. We can keep this in place. And we said at the time, if they can force you, and I remember Rush Limbaugh was the best about this, once the government has the power or has been given the power to compel you to do things against your will, it will never stop.
Nope.
If they can force you to buy health care, they can force you to eat broccoli, they can force you to put shots in your body.
And they will. There was a picture I saw online. An adult male, he's looking into a mirror and he says, if I just comply, they will give me my freedoms back.
Right.
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 And that couldn't be more bullshit.
No.
But obviously you see the
you rip them back. You fight to take them back because it's not going to stop.
It is not going to stop.
It's a sickness with these people.
And by the way, most of these bills are being proposed not out of Erie County. Well, the last
some
one,
are.
Burke, you know, he's a moron,
Pat Burke.
Burke. He's an absolute moron.
Yeah, way to bring national attention to Western New York for your stupidity.
Here's how you know these people are morons and they're pieces of garbage, because they will not go on any shows that do not believe in what they believe in, right?
They lie.
Pat has been called about 20 times by me personally. I have called. He refuses to come on our show. Radio shows, podcast, refuses to, right? But yet if NPR calls, there's Patty Burke, right? Let me tell you my story, right? You are a ballless wimp is what you are. That's exactly what you are. And you know what? Here's the problem. Now, most of this stuff, though, comes out of New York City. These people are nuts.
Yeah, they are.
The problem is 1.4 million people have left this state. Let me tell you something, folks.
That's a low number, by the way.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. You're absolutely right about that. The reason it's a low number is because many people have left for 6 months and a day, but they still have a residency here. I'm sure they're keeping
all that. No, but I'll tell you how they gave the number even worse. Is remember the big fight about not allowing us to ask whether you're a citizen on the census?
Oh, yeah,
You know the reason for that?
Yeah.
Because Erie County, for example, our Mark Poloncar is out there going, look, we gained the population despite the critics. We're up by 5,000 people in Erie County. And you look at the numbers, you realize, well, we lost 20,000 U.S. citizens. We added 25,000 Somali refugees and other third world
country
refugees.
Erie County's population in the last 3 years is down 0.21%. So it's about even. But here's the crazy thing, is that many of those people relocated and reallocated back from New York City. Right, we're still Brookhaven. So you've got people having kids, you've got people moving back from New York City, and we're still slightly down in population. So what does that tell? That tells you,
and bringing in thousands of immigrants,
tells you New York City is a mess. It's a disaster, folks. No right? Doubt. And this is where a lot of this stuff comes from. Right? Forced COVID shots. Forced flu shots.
Yeah, forced flu shots. Yep.
School and preschool. Okay. Yep. Eliminates religious exemptions for work in college. Yep. That's a big one, folks.
The Supreme Court, I think, just ruled on that. Yes. And they struck down the religious exemption.
Yeah,
yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened to the to the nurses.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they were using, right?
Yeah,
eliminates parents' consent to shots when a child reaches 14 years of age.
So they're going to come into high schools now. They did this in L.A.
Here's some pizza, about kids.
Did this in L.A. Here's some pizza. Don't tell your parents.
Yeah, don't need to anymore. Doesn't matter. Right. Yeah. Hey, look at kids. You get the shot. Yeah.
So this is what will happen is they will come into the schools, folks. They will line these kids up that don't have the vaccination. They will give them the vaccination, whether you like it or not. And what they're going to say is, well, by sending them to school, that's implied consent.
Yep.
It's wrong. Look at in Canada, they have just suspended, I think it was the Moderna vaccine, for anybody under the age of 29, especially males, right?
Yep.
Why are countries, this is just absolute lunacy.
Again, where's the dirtbag media telling
Let me just
you
give
that,
you,
right? That should be top story, by the way.
We'll get back to this
that
in a second.
That should be top story in every network in the United States of America, right? Canada suspends Moderna for under 29.
Well,
because that might put a red flag up to some people who go, wait a minute, maybe my 14-year-old daughter who has a 0% chance of dying shouldn't take that, right?
Listen to this. The World Health Organization has confirmed that despite cases being detected in at least 38 countries, there has yet to be a death linked to the Omicron variant. Shouldn't we all go out and get the Omicron variant, those of us that have not had COVID? We say, well, no, don't do that. Go get the vaccine instead. Okay. Yeah. All right, how about this, though? Let me read you this.
Way higher probability of dying.
This is from the Israeli Ministry of Health and the Israeli Institute of Technology and the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, along with First Trust Advisors, this chart right here. And I'll post this when we do the video thing, if we can, once we edit this. Infection rate by type of immunity. Okay, this was a measuring period, August, September of this year. Those that had recovered from having COVID were 30.2 infection rate per 100,000 after 12 months. For fully vaccinated, triple that number, 88.9 in just 6 to 8 months. So what I'm saying is the level of immunity for naturally having COVID is at a minimum
three times better
and last 50% longer than I'm talking fully vaccinated.
They'll find out that people will have the antibodies that got it for the rest of their lives.
Right.
95 years old, they'll find out that it's
so anyway. So it's just the thing is, when you look at we went out to dinner on Friday with a nurse in
we gotta
Florida.
Get her on. Can we call
I'll
her?
I'll call her. Yeah,
I'd love
her.
To get her on the radio.
One of the hospitals here in Florida, she is actually works the COVID wing. Now, they're not overflowing, but they have a few, a lot of old people in Palm Beach, right?
Yeah.
They have a few, I think a few dozen people, she said, in there.
Maybe they would every year with the flu.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about this. That same hospital was overflowing the 1 year with the flu when I had that blood infection. And
they couldn't shut down the world.
I was like 12 hours away from death, and they couldn't even get me into an emergency room.
Didn't mandate flu vaccines that year.
No.
Didn't destroy businesses.
No. Nope. It just is what it is. They dealt with it. But anyway, 100%. Of the COVID patients as of Friday were fully vaccinated people.
Something else.
Let me say that again. 100%, according to her, of the people that were in the hospital with COVID were fully vaccinated people. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm not saying don't get vaccinated. What I'm saying is when you start to take people's jobs away, and then when you add the cruelty of stripping them of their unemployment, I mean, you're just at this point. I don't know how people support this. Even if I was 100%, you got to get vaccinated. The cruelty of firing a nurse or a doctor who put their lives on the line when we knew nothing to treat our family and friends and relatives, right?
Radical extremists.
We called them heroes, and they were.
Left-wingers are radical extremists.
And what we did to these people is we stripped them of their jobs, we ruined their careers, and then we kicked dirt in their face by taking away their unemployment. Yep. I can think of nothing more cruel than what the liberals have done to people like that. That's just not right, folks. Nah. You don't treat people that way. That's not how we're supposed to. I wouldn't even treat a liberal that way. I wouldn't go in and do anything like that.
The biggest fallacy and illusion in the United States of America right now is Democrats are nice people, all loving
people.
They're
not nice people.
They are destructionist. They're
vicious.
Disgusting. If you don't think like them, they will destroy you in any way, shape, or form they
possibly business,
can.
Your business, your family, your reputation, your career.
They will do whatever they have to
care.
Do to win.
They, if you just, even if you said something like, oh, I don't know, you know, the Alphabet Mafia, right? You know, a derogatory statement against, you know, the some of these, you know, radical trans people that are, you know, stealing awards from women. And if you, they'll go after you. They'll just, they want your bakery done. They will do everything in their power to destroy your business. And now, here's the thing that's really sad.
They'll do everything except open their own business.
Exactly. Bingo. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Everything but actually make a living for themselves.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
This gets better, by the way. Eliminates parents' right to consent to STD shots for children of any age.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. That was a shot, the STD thing. You know, you talk about like the
one's going to get me and you, by the way.
So there's a shot that's very controversial. It's a vaccination against the it's a cancer. And my wife and I talked a lot about this for our daughters. You know, do we get it? Do we don't get it? And we ended up deciding, we did all the research, looked at all the studies, and we looked at all the side effects, whatnot, and we weighed, you know, we spent a long time discussing
it. Cancer?
It's like a cervical cancer. It's somewhat controversial because there's some side effects. And we talked about it for a long, long time. And my wife and I, after doing a lot of research, came to the decision that we thought it was the right thing to do. The rewards outweighed the risks, and so we decided to get our daughters, and I think Charlie's not quite there yet.
HPV vaccine?
Yes, that's it, the HPV vaccine. So we did that, but it was our decision, right? We discussed it. It wasn't some bureaucrat. This is the problem, folks. There are the people making these decisions are the Dr. Fauci's, who should be just called Dr. Mengele, let's be honest.
We'll play that video, by the way.
I mean, these are bureaucrats. Dr. Fauci's not a doctor. I mean, I guess he plays one on TV, we'll say, right?
He does. Like General Hospital,
he's got the credentials to be a doctor. But my doctor is a practicing doctor.
That's right.
He's seeing patients. He's got real-world experience, not just academia. That's a decision for all these things that I want to have with my wife, my family, and my doctor, not some bureaucrat in Washington or Albany. And again, this is what we talked about in 2008. We were warned. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. Yep. Worst thing we could do. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. It gets better. This one's for Glenn and I. We've got about 2 to 3 weeks left here.
We're not getting neutered, are we?
Assembly Bill A416 allows the governor to imprison without trial anyone she considers a threat to public health.
There you go. Bingo. Yeah.
You know why? Because we're telling you the facts. Yeah. We tell you the facts every day. And you know why we know other
facts?
Try
that out and see how that works out.
Why we know
their
facts? Because we invite every liberal in Erie County to Syracuse, all of our radio now, we invite them on all the time to talk this through, and they refuse.
Yep. God forbid you come on and debate it.
No.
No, no, no. We'll just jail you, and we'll deem you threat, right? Yeah. So let me ask you this, and I know we always say, well, all the police officers would never come by and enforce a drug or a gun confiscation. Yep. Uh-huh. Tell me that again.
I would like to think that, and I think the majority would. The problem is the minority of folks always rule, right?
Yeah.
All as it would take, by the way, is about 3% of folks that think like us to fight back. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Every war, if you look at it, takes about 3% to really push things forward, right? By the way, I would say it's probably less than 1% of the Democrat Party that's throwing this agenda down
absolutely.
Your throat.
No question.
But you got 99% of the rest of the Democrat Party going, and then you've got about half the Republicans doing this, and then you've got about 1% of us that actually show up and fight.
And pay attention.
I was talking to the owner of a car dealership locally here the other day, and he said, Mike, this is the first time I've been involved in, and I mean a big car, like a Chevy car dealership, right? He said, first time I've been involved politically, he goes, I'm burned out. I said, you've been involved for a month, man. Think about some of the folks that have been fighting for decades, for years, right? I'm burned out. I've been on more conference calls. It's Monday through Friday. It's 8 o'clock in the 7:30 in the morning. I'm getting calls from business owners. I mean, all day I get calls from business owners, which, by the way, I love. I love it. So I'm saying I'm burned out, but I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to stop.
No, you can't.
Every once in a while, I'll take a step back and be like, I don't know how much more I can do this.
Got to get it's up funny. And keep plugging.
Robbie De Niro did an awesome speech when we were downtown and everybody went to the Rath building. And he said, look, it's going to be times where you think you want to stop and fight, but you can't. Because the people around you are not fighting. And he's absolutely right. But you as business owners, you need to get, I'm begging you, please use your brain. This is not going to stop. We did a call 2 years ago at restaurant owners and said, if you think they're going to stop here, it's not going to stop. You have to open up. You have to say, look it, I'm opening my business. I'm going to do what I want to do. A lot of people are mad if they want. You have, and they didn't. And guess what? They're back again. These maggots are back again, and they'll be back again and again and again. And by the way, we're down in Florida right now. I'm flying back in a few hours. I will be back home later tonight, right? And if you hear anybody crying at 10,000 feet, that's me, because COVID, they don't act like morons down here. They're not acting like morons. Nice. When you turn the news on, it isn't, oh my God, everybody's going to die. You know what it is? Here's what's going on with the economy. Hey, there's a new restaurant opening down in Jupiter. Go visit them, right? Yep. It's and when the governor comes on, he does mock New York a little bit. I'm not going to lie, it's funny. We'll play a video. That's funny.
Yeah.
He does mock New York a little bit, but it's not constant fear. You live your life. You forget this stuff is around. Once in a while, I'll walk into a Home Depot and I will see somebody with a face tattoo. Like, oh yeah, COVID. Oh yeah, but it's not constantly rammed down your throat as a scare tactic.
So here's the thing: as a business, it's not. Look, I know a lot of you want to do the right thing, right? And a lot of you are like, "Well, I put the sign on the door, but I don't enforce it when they come in." The sign on the door needs to be changed to "This is a free zone," right? This is a liberty zone, right? And put a sign on the door: masks optional,
right?
Here's the problem, folks. Like, well, I'm just not going to pay attention. We're not going to say anything. We just hope they don't come. We're not going to say anything. What you're seeing now is you're seeing, I think it was Livingston County, I believe another county in Rochester.
Yeah, yeah.
I know several, Niagara County, I know several counties across the state have basically told Kathy, go pound dirt.
Yep.
We're not, there's towns within Erie County. I said, Mark Poloncarz, kiss my ass.
Yep.
Right? We're not going to, you know, it's Marilla, several others, right? This is what you need to do as business owners. It's not enough to say, oh, we're just going to not enforce it. We're just going to leave it alone. What you need to do is say, you know what? I'm loud and clear. We are a free space. The financial guy's office, I'm saying it now, we will not impose a mandate.
Ever.
We do not have a mask rule. We do not mock anybody that comes in with a mask. We have people that have immune deficiencies, and they whatever, man. You do you.
That's right.
Right? You do you.
You want to wear a hazmat suit in their office?
Go
ahead. You're welcome to. As long as we can see your face. I do want to see your face. You liberal nut jobs are crazy. We do want to see your face. I want to see your face. I want to see who you are.
But the thing is, it's just, you know, leave people alone, right? We're at a point now. This is what happens, though, folks. When the size of government gets so big, right? You hear these folks, it's my job to protect the children. No, it's not your job to protect
my children.
That's Byron
Poloncarz, by the way. Yep.
Right? No, it's your job to create a safe environment. Yes, it's your job to make sure that the police are fully staffed and there's not crime rampant and drug problems. So in a way, yes, you're in charge. But when it comes to healthcare decisions, right, I don't expect Mark to stop by my kitchen table and say, ooh, pasta again?
Yeah.
Really? Is that really the right? Because a balanced meal, get out of my house.
Right.
Like, shut up,
You're
going
to give them cake after dinner?
Right. Ooh,
no, not your business.
Not your business, not your business. Right? There's got to be a line. But the problem is government has gotten to the point where it's so big, it's so huge that the tentacles go into every aspect of your life. I don't want a bureaucrat in my life. I don't want government in my life. I don't need government in my life.
Yep.
Right? And that's where the government continues to get bigger and bigger and make more and more people dependent. So there is a need for them. Well, and what they do oftentimes, these politicians on the left especially, is they damage things. It's like they come by and they throw a brick through your window, and then they stop by and go, you know, I can fix that window.
That's right.
For the low, low sum of $5,000, I'll repair that window for you. And they're doing this constantly, right? All the time. Look at the energy. They're destroying the energy independence that this country had. Natural gas prices have, what, tripled, doubled? Yes. What are they up now?
So sad.
Energy prices are way up.
And by the way, there's ways gas that prices. We can work together with the environmentalists. And I've said this for a long time. Right? Here's what you do. This is very simple. The best way to fight COVID is to have COVID. Right? People like me who have had COVID, I'm your best answer because it stops with me because I have the best immunity to it, right? We know that trees are very good for the economy, right? This is very simple, folks. You give everybody a tax break, and by the way, you work with the ExxonMobils of the world.
Yeah.
You work with the ExxonMobils of the world. It's the same thing, right? Simple solutions. It doesn't need to be complex, right? You work with the ExxonMobils of the world. You work with the fracking companies to say, look, we're going to give you the permits. We're going to do what we got to do, right? But look, we're going to work with you to make sure we do X amount of trees, right? And by the way, for you people that say, oh, that's too simple, there's a place that we have an office in called Jupiter, Florida. And I can tell you what they've done. Every time I bring somebody down to Jupiter, Florida, I drive them around and they go, this place is beautiful. And I'll say, you know why it's beautiful? Because it was very simple. When they did the permits and planning in Jupiter, Florida, and this is a true story. I talked to somebody down here that was on one of the town boards. He said, a Walmart comes in. We don't fight them like we do other places, right? We're going to work with them. But what we ask Walmart is to plant a certain amount of trees around Walmart. And we'll say, look, we'll streamline the permits and we know you're coming, right? We're not going to fight this whole thing, but let's work together so it doesn't look like the ghetto, right? And when you drive down any of the main streets here, you see trees everywhere.
Yep.
Number one, it's good for the environment. Number two, it looks beautiful. Number three, it hides all the stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then they say to a Walmart, look, a lot of times, if you can't have enough tree line in between the road and where you want, we're going to ask you to park in the back, right? These are simple things, right? So the business owner works, the environment works.
It's
Walmart says,
all
you want me to do is plant trees. It's beautiful. This is simple, simple stuff. This isn't rocket science, right? But we can't figure it out. We can't. You know why? And because you left wings are nut jobs. You are absolute nut jobs when it comes to all or nothing. And you're nothing. You're nothing, people.
Yeah.
Like nothing. You will live in filth. You will live. Your cities are disgusting.
As long as they have control, they don't care.
You are the worst environmental nut jobs there are.
But that makes people dependent, though.
That's
back
right.
to my point, they destroy the energy independence. Energy prices go up. Now watch what happens this winter. People are going to have struggle to heat their homes in Western New York, right? And they're going to come out and say, wow, we got to help these people,
right?
We have to have some sort of a program like HEAP, right? Where there are these different, you know, a welfare type programs.
You got 40, 50% of the people now getting free
heating assistance, you know, heating assistance program. But guess what? Somebody's got to administer the heating assistance program. There's got to be an administrator that
with a
runs it
with
a
pension
and health care.
And that
all
should
these
be a Democrat.
And blah, 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 blah.
That should
blah,
be
right?
a Democrat.
And so this is the behemoth that is government. But if they just had left the frackers alone,
right?
Now they're talking about closing down this Michigan pipeline. There's a back and forth battle between
Good luck
us, right?
with that.
If they shut down this Michigan pipeline, now they were asked specifically, Peter Ducey asked specifically, are they in talks to shut down? No, that's false. But we're talking about it. Oh, but I asked you the question, were you talking about it? Well, yeah, but no decision's been made yet. But I didn't ask if the decision made. I asked if you were talking about possibly shutting it down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we are doing that. Yeah. Oh, okay, right?
Well, we're just talking
Here's
about
what
it.
Happens if they shut that down. Get ready for $8 to $10 gasoline prices.
Get ready to wait for fuel.
It'll
collapse the economy, meaning not a full collapse. There'll be people that'll figure out how to get
ways around. England, it will, for
sure. It will be an absolute disaster, and that will spill off to prices all over the country. It won't be just New England.
Yep.
It'll be waiting in line for fuel
in
places
what
like Buffalo, New York.
So not only will they destroy that part of it, because that's what liberals do, they destroy things, right? In addition to that, gas prices will go higher. They'll destroy that, right? But the end result is what they're professing to do is to be more – they're worried about this pipeline supposedly rupturing somewhere or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So guess what they'll have to do? Well, they'll have to put that oil back on rail cars.
Yeah, that's right.
And they'll have to ship those rail cars. They'll have to move that oil, which is way more expensive than just a pipeline that flows right?
Probably more of an opportunity to explode on a rail car.
And guess what? Yeah. Yes. Oh. Rail cars actually fall off the tracks and spill more oil than pipelines often
and
do.
We can lead on those terrorist nations who have been so environmentally friendly.
That's right.
They will never –
so ridiculous.
They'll never throw anything into the ocean.
So it literally creates a lose.
There's no win out
there's
of it.
There's no winners whatsoever.
No win out
Nobody
of it.
Wins.
Let's talk a positive for a second here. Just some Biden's approval numbers. When it comes to approving or disapproving on inflation, he's got a 28% approval rating, 69% disapprove.
Yeah.
Gun violence, he's got an approval rate of 32,
nice job,
66% disapprove. Immigration, 34% approved, 63% disapproved. That's got to be even higher. Crime, He's got an approval rate of 36% and a disapproval rate of 61%.
Who approves that? Like, how?
Yeah, that, just
who are the seriously slow individuals?
Economic recovery, 41% approves, 57% disapproves. That really is the question.
The 41% are working for the government.
Yeah,
getting overtime. Right. They really approve. Gail approves.
Four out of 10 of you that think this moron's doing a great job, you are brain dead. You are absolutely brain dead.
But again, if you're Gail Burstein, she approves.
It doesn't
approve. Awesome economy.
But
right?
4 out of 10, she's only 1 out of maybe 300.
Yeah, but in Buffalo, Western New York, 4 out of 10 people are working for government agencies.
Yeah.
Right? None of them got. Think about this for a second.
Yeah, they didn't get their business shut
down.
All
of those folks that were like, "We got to shut down. We got to miss. We can't reopen." Every single one of them did not miss a paycheck. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
They were either teachers or government workers, county workers. Didn't matter. Every single nobody missed a paycheck.
No,
right?
Got better ones.
Right? Yeah, Gail Beard Burstein, she definitely approves. No question.
Ended up really, really well.
Really
for
well
sure.
off. Yeah.
Yep. So
she's not done yet.
No,
I mean, she's not even here.
No,
done
actually,
yet.
So I think it's the end of the year. She's going to be applying for what is, what's up next.
Let me play this
DeSantis clip when we get a chance.
Play it in a second. Before we do that, though, let me just say this. And this, like, I'm going back to how you treat people, right? You know, our Western New York especially, and I think the United States of America, you know, we used to treat people kindly, right? Treat people with respect, right? Whether, you know, doesn't matter what the color, creed, religion, right? Treat people as Americans, treat them with respect. What we have done to firefighters and police officers and healthcare workers by not only firing them from their position for refusing to get a vaccination, but also refusing to give them unemployment. I can't even tell you how wrong that is. So while companies are out there firing their loyal employees, not because they have to, by the way, because this mandate doesn't go into place yet. So companies like Moog did it because Moog wanted to
That's
do
right.
it. That's right. Right? So don't misunderstand. When Moog comes out and says, well, we had no choice. Yes, they did. Right? Think about the airlines. The airlines had real trouble when they started to enforce a mandate. And then guess what happened? They couldn't function with their business, right? All these flight cancellations. And guess what happened? These airlines came back and said, we're not enforcing this mandate, guys. We can't do this. And the government backed right down.
Yeah.
What about the postal workers? The union said, we don't want a mandate. Oh, okay, no problem, right?
Right.
So, but Moog did not have to fire people. They chose to fire people, right? So how you treat people is what we're doing. We just built a bar for our employees so that they can relax, have a drink after work, and not be hassled to wear a mask, right? We have a game room in the back of our office. We have incredible benefits, right? We mentioned 401k, profit sharing, all kinds of bonuses that we give out for different, you know, growth initiatives and things like that, right? We have no mandates. We don't ask what your vaccination status is. We don't force you to wear a mask, right? And guess what? Our employees are super happy. They've been with us, a lot of them, for 10, 20 years, right? That's how you treat people, folks. That's how you build a successful business. I hope Moog and the rest of these companies get what's coming to them. Because when you fire your talent because they refuse to get vaccinated, I just don't think you treat people like that. I think it's wrong.
Yeah,
I think to encouraging that, and people like Gail Burstein to come out and say, turn in your friends, turn in your family. This is what the Stasi did. This is how you break down a society, folks. Not good.
No, not good.
Stop
at all.
It.
Not good at
Sorry,
all.
Sorry, Mike.
How do I plug this in here? I just want to do it. Already, I got it. I sent it to you if you want a Bluetooth then.
Let's see here. Is it Bluetooth on? We got something here.
I wanted to play there we go. I want to play the DeSantis clip, but I've got a few other clips.
And then you
got to
turn up
the
thing that looks like an iPhone. Yeah.
The iPhone-y thingy.
Yep.
All right. Let's go. This is actually real leadership, folks. This is Mr. DeSantis.
This is how you treat people.
Of course, we got to have a...
Yeah, the stupid ads. God,
yeah.
Brutal.
I should have preloaded it. Sorry, boys.
And this is not a government mandate that's happening. But what I see is you'll see entertainment venues, hot hotels. There'll be big events. You'll have like a charity event and there'll be 500 people eating, drinking, having
Nancy
a good
Pelosi.
Time, which
Obama.
I support 100%. No masks or anything. Great.
Yep.
But they make the staff
right.
all wear masks.
It's terrible.
And I'm just thinking to myself, hold on. You're in a packed ballroom. With 500 people.
Democrats.
And they're not wearing masks. And first of all, they shouldn't
Third
be.
Elitist.
That's fine. But what is it really going to make a difference to have 15 waiters?
Makes them feel good.
Wearing
they're better.
Masks?
That's right.
And I think it's like a two-tiered society.
Yep.
They're trying to have a servant class that has to always do all this.
Yep.
But yet the other class they can lecture you about wearing masks, but then they don't wear masks themselves.
Spot on, my friend.
That's wrong.
Yep, that's wrong. He is spot on.
Spot on, my friend. Common sense.
That's wrong, and I really think...
This guy's too good to not
again,
listen to
him. There's no requirements in Florida that any of these workers
wear this. This is all being done
in the private business. And I think the reason why private business does it is because, you know, yes, the employees will be happier. Yes, is it going to make a material difference on any type of COVID? No, either way.
Nope, that's the biggest one, folks. Let me just stop that for a second. That's the biggest one. So for you dummy liberals who say, you want people to die, it's done zero. In fact, and we talked about this, it's made things worse. If I looked at the actual facts, and said, masks work. By the way, I sent Mark Poloncarz 30 studies after he came out and said masks work, and he refused to talk about one study. He didn't have one study he referred to. I sent him 30 studies that said they didn't work, right? Nope. All you need to do, folks, is look at the state of Florida. They're not wearing face diapers, and they've got the best numbers.
Look at what happened. The Wuhan. Have you ever seen what they wear in the Wuhan lab?
No.
You've not seen these hazmat suits?
Oh, the hazmat. Of course.
Look at what they wear. They're head to toe. They have filtration air systems on this thing.
Yeah.
No, they have to be sealed like nothing.
Yeah.
And you're telling me a cloth mask is going to protect you from the same virus that escaped that lab? Are you insane?
A cloth mask.
Come on.
That smoke can get through, right?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And COVID is 1/16 the size of smoke.
It's ridiculous.
Let's finish this up. This guy deserves
our... without it. They may get that one customer who's so upset...
This is so true.
And they don't want to deal with
that. That's right.
But I think it's time we stop letting that one person veto what's right.
That's right. Yep. And I'll tell you what. We've had people complain in our office. People walk in. Oh, there's no mask mandate here?
Nope.
What are you doing? No, we're not.
No.
Well, we're making a complaint. Bye-bye.
Good.
Like, I don't care.
Have fun.
There's a sign on our front door that says this is a safe space.
Right.
We don't not require mask mandates or any other BS, right? If you didn't read the sign and you walked in offended, don't expect me and the 99.9% of our customers to kowtow because you're scared.
And that's where
the amazing thing is, it's the double masked, the double, triple vaxxed people
that
are the most scared.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are scared of you.
They're not scared. If they were scared, they'd stay home. Here's the problem I have with that, though. If you're that scared, if you really believe in this bullshit at this point, stay home.
They think you should stay home.
That's right.
They think you should stay home.
But that's why I believe a big majority. I think you're right. Some of these people are scared. Some of these people are out to make a political statement.
Oh, absolutely.
I went to the Tampa Bay game, Bills Tampa Bay game.
That's
right?
Alyssa Milano.
There's 100 million. There's 60,000 people in the stadium. Right. One liberal moron walks in behind me with her mask on. She's got her beer in her hand. Right. Yeah. She's got a thing of popcorn.
How does she drink that beer to that
man? This is great, Glenn. This is great. So the liberal moron sits down, and once she sits down, then she takes her mask off, and she's screaming and drinking her beer. And I'm like, you are a special type of stupid, right? But it's all political.
Yeah.
The guy that we talked about, you've heard the video, is hilarious, right? He walks into Walmart. He's like ducking around people.
Yeah.
Look, you're either mentally ill, which you definitely
are.
There's definitely no doubt about you're mentally ill.
Yeah.
And then the other part of you is there to make a political statement
for
to guys like me who are not mayor in it, because you know what? You can very easily call ahead. You can order the stuff online. You can pull up to the parking lot and they bring it out to you.
That's right.
You don't have to act like
But they don't want to be inconvenienced.
My father,
they
don't
want
act like a mental midget. That's right.
No,
that's right.
No.
Let's play this one. You'll like this one. Do you have some facts here?
Well, just real quick, because this is huge, right? This is our money, folks. If you pay taxes, this is our money, right? The U.S. Department of Labor estimates that 10% or more, if it's 10%, it's probably 30. At least $87 billion of the pandemic-related unemployment benefits paid out by the federal government as of September 30th were lost due to improper payments, with a significant portion attributable to fraud.
Hmm.
Okay? We paid out probably, I don't know, this estimate, $87 billion. So you're probably looking at close to $200 or more billion dollars
that never got busted.
That went to criminals, basically, that gamed the system.
To your point, right? There's the 40% that think Biden's doing a good job.
Exactly.
You'll like this one. This is Criminal Fauci here, along with the Facebook dirtbag.
Yep.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good
initial
safety actually made
people stop that
worse.
Just for a second. This
was made up about a year ago or so.
No, this is made in March of 2020, right when the pandemic started. And you know why he's making
almost
this video?
A year ago.
Because he's shitting on the vaccine that President Trump is trying to put out there.
That's right.
Because he knows that, wait a minute now.
Yeah, there could be some problems. Listen to this. So listen to this. This is scary, by the way.
Would not be the first. But the way he says it, he doesn't care.
No.
No big deal if it's wrong and we lose 100 people. Crazy.
If it happened that a vaccine
first time, by the way,
looked good.
Wait a minute. Sorry, we talked over that.
Sorry, let's go back.
This would not be the first time if it happened that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected.
Wow, now what's happening now?
Wait a minute. And who was the one that pushed that exact same HIV vaccine? Who was there at that time?
This is when you listen to this false stuff, you think these people are sick. Yeah. They are sickos.
Fauci is definitely a sicko. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
For those of you that say, now mind you, all of last year when Trump was still president, it was, I'm not taking the vaccine. I'm not trusting Trump. I wouldn't trust the government. And you know what? The liberals back then were right. You shouldn't trust the government, right? And let me tell you why. I'm going to play for you a minute and a half clip of President Clinton apologizing for just a little bit of all of the things that we have done. He doesn't mention the Tuskegee experiments where our own government withheld antibiotics from African Americans because they wanted to see how the syphilis would turn out in them, right? It kills you eventually. That's what they found out, right? Just terrible, right? Just terrible what the things that we've done, Fast and Furious, right? Just that alone. What did they think would happen? What good can come from selling high-powered assault rifles to Mexican drug cartels? Oh, we were going to track the weapons. Bullshit. How are you going to track the weapons? Please.
Right.
Give me a break. You sold weapons to Mexican drug cartels in the hopes that they would end up on the streets of America and you could get a gun ban through. So if it furthers, the ends justify the means for these liberals, folks. That's the problem with these liberals, right? It doesn't matter if a Brian Terry is killed at the border, because ultimately the lives that we'll save going down the line by being able to get rid of assault weapons will outweigh the hundreds of people that we killed by giving out assault weapons, right? Create the problem, present the solution, ends justify the means. That smaller government, folks, we got to get to that point. Let me play this clip, though. This is unreal. Let's see if I can get this going here.
The United States government actually did carry out on our citizens experiments involving radiation.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. In one scientists injected plutonium into 18 patients.
Okay, hold on a second. This is our country.
Right.
This wasn't.
No,
he's not talking about Nazi Germany and the horrible things that Dr. Mengele did to Jews and to others, not just Jews, but others as well. Horrible things. We did a lot of those similar things. Listen to this.
Without their knowledge. In another, doctors exposed indigent cancer patients to excessive doses of radiation, a treatment from which it is virtually impossible that they could ever benefit. Hmm. The report also demonstrates that these and other experiments were carried out on precisely those citizens who count most on the government for its help.
Well, wouldn't you know?
The destitute and the gravely ill.
Mm. No.
The dispossessed were not alone.
Now, by the way,
members of the military.
Inner cities are the least vaccinated at this point,
yeah,
right? They do not want to be vaccinated.
But this is our own government basically utilized people that were either, you know, down on their luck or poor or in some cases mentally handicapped, sadly. I mean, crazy.
Those on whom we and our government count most, they were also test subjects. Informed consent means your doctor tells you the risk of the treatment you are about to undergo. In too many cases, informed consent was withheld. Americans were kept in the dark about the effects of what was being done to them. The deception extended beyond the test subjects themselves to encompass their families and the American people as a whole. For these experiments, were kept secret. And they were shrouded not for a compelling reason of national security, but for the simple fear of embarrassment. And that was wrong.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
It was wrong then, and it's wrong
and,
now.
And don't think for a second, by the way, that this government is all
Pfizer deal.
And loving. And
you can't get information on the Pfizer thing for like 50 years. Yeah. Why would they do that?
If they believed in that,
not right, folks.
That would all be disclosed right away.
Don't trust the government.
Yeah. And by the way, for those
not
in your
ours
economy,
or any other government,
unless you're really sick, do us all a favor. Please do not go get tested for COVID. You're just adding to
do your own
garbage.
Test. Just buy your own test kit.
Yeah, that's
seriously
right.
Buy your own test kit. They're cheap now.
Yeah.
Do it at home.
If you're sick, obviously you go get it. But if you don't feel good, never in a million years did people have a head cold and start rushing to the hospital to take tests. I mean, you're just adding to their stupidity.
Yeah.
Please, business owners, we'll wrap up here. We went almost an hour here, but please, business owners, step up. Put a sign on your door that says enough is enough. You know that when we started off this podcast, I talked about a coffee shop that had the health department come in, and basically the health department agent said, "Look, nobody's wearing masks here. You need to wear a mask. Here's the mask." And they said, "No, we're not doing it. We're going to give everybody the right to do it." A health department person just left. This is not a law. It's not law. It's a mandate. It's not a law. And I would tell you that if they do walk into your business, please do me a favor. Take a picture of these people.
Yeah.
Let them know you know who they are. Right. Yeah. Hey, what's your name? You're not coming. By the way, do you have a warrant to come in here and arrest me? No. Okay. Well, show me the law that says I'm breaking it. Oh, you don't have that? Okay. Let's take a picture. Let's take a picture together.
Because
that's what I'm doing. I'm prepared. Yeah. I'm ready for it. Yeah. I'm going to actually bring them in the office a little bit. I'm going to let them look around a little bit.
Yeah.
Then we're going to take pictures. Then we're going to do an interview. And they're going to explain to me why they're bothering me on my time.
That's right. And the thing is, guys, is that we have the entire list because we submitted a Freedom of Information request. We have all the data. We have every healthcare worker in Erie County.
I'm going to get that.
We know
by the way,
you
that's
are.
My mission later in the week.
And we'll be matching those names up with photos that we find on social media to make sure we identify the right people so that when you do walk into a business, we'll be able to identify you from the nose up.
Yep.
And so we'll know who you are. So those of you that if you treat people respectful like you did with the coffee shop owner and you politely left, we will leave you alone.
Mm.
However, if we find out that you're sneaking in the back doors of restaurants, if you're fining people, I mean, there were cases, folks, and you think we're crazy, but again, for those that are not in Western New York, you don't even understand this. You know, one of the restaurant owners, I think it was Neat Restaurant, right? He is in his own establishment having a drink after hours.
Yeah,
the liquor authority literally from the front window observed him having a drink with like binoculars, walked in and stole the liquor license and said, "You're not allowed to serve liquor."
He's like,
"I'm not serving liquor.
Yep.
I'm having a drink. It's my bar.
Yeah. And
it's my liquor. And I have as far as I know, there's not prohibition.
I might be the only one left that can actually finish all this."
Right? But seriously, this is a kind of harassment. Now, if you're going to walk in and do your job and say, "Hey, I'm here to just remind everybody," fine.
Your job, by the way.
But your job shouldn't be doing that.
No,
but if you're sneaking in to hurt people, if you're treating people and trying to be sneaky and shut down their business. If you're in there like you were in Robbie's gym going, "Where's your mask? Where's your mask? We're going to shut you down," and refusing to leave. They're all chanting, "Get out! Get out! Get out!" We're not leaving. You are leaving.
You are.
You are leaving. Now, if you walk into a restaurant again, if you walk in, you're polite. "Oh, I'm here to some health. Your mask. No, thank you. We don't need them."
Perfect.
Okay, fine.
Bye.
Thank you. Have
get
a good
out.
Day. Bye. Well, fine. We'll leave you alone. But if you're going to be a dirtbag,
get out.
We're going to be a dirtbag. And we're going to put you all over the internet and make you famous. I'll spend $100,000 running TV ads saying, "Don't let this person here into your establishment because they can hurt you financially or legally in some way. Don't let them in."
Here's why they're afraid. They've sent us, we've requested two FOIL requests. Both of them have come in and you can barely read it.
As tiny as they can make it.
Very, very tiny to mess with us. Well, that's okay. We've got the resources.
We bought a big magnifying
glass. We've got the resources to be able to untwine that, and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll thank you for
that's
making
that. That's not right either, though. We have a Freedom of Information Act.
We believe in
ourselves.
For
that reason.
We believe in what we're doing so much.
That's right. We'll hide the data.
That we're going to hide the data.
That's right.
That's exactly
that's right.
Right.
Yep.
All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Clem Wiggle. Oh, so you were hosting. I don't know.
That's all right. Doesn't matter. If you need us though throughout the week, go to our website. Use us as a resource, thefinancialguys.com. Or you call us at the office, 833- Finn guys.
Don't forget, give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies when it comes to home and auto. Been a windy week back in Western New York. I'm on my way back there in a few hours. I will, you know, understand if you're, by the way, if your insurance agent didn't call you back, you know, it's all thing. We get it. There's some insurance companies that, you know, mess with this coverage, but if your insurance agent is not calling you back, use our team as a resource. We can shop over 25 companies to save you money. And of course, when it comes to money management, that's our foundation of what we do. Chartered financial analysts, certified financial planners, registered investment advisors. Our bench is the deepest that I know of in Western New York, and we are 100% independent, folks. 833-FIN-GUYS. Use our team as a resource.
Let me tell you one more thing before we go. And, you know, again, the reason to not trust what they tell you. And this is what I keep telling people is don't listen to what they tell you. Go and verify what they're trying to tell you for you with your own eyes. We were told repeatedly what, Mike, about the vaccine. What was the effective rate of the vaccinations?
Oh, remember? 90%.
95, yeah, 97%.
Yeah. You basically have nobody's in the hospital had the shot.
In no cases, according to the study, as of September 15th, in no cases, in no age brackets, did they achieve anywhere near a 95%.
No.
92% was the best with the general population of Israel with the Pfizer vaccine, with the Alpha variant. It got the 92% effectiveness, 91 to 92%. Everything else is like 80, 60. The Delta variant, Pfizer and Qatar, 36% effective. Basically, about the flu shot, right? Right? So when they tell you, we have to have the vaccine because it prevents 95%. Wow. Ask them. If they say that, if you're a reporter, ask them, can you cite the study where you're seeing? Oh, but that's what Pfizer said. No. Where's the study that actually matches what Pfizer said with the actual effectiveness? Because it's no longer anywhere near 90%.
70% of New York has had the shot, and we're in the worst outbreak since the beginning of this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come on, anyway, folks. Use your brain. Let's take a step back. We know that these radical lefties are not going to use their brain. No. They're brain dead. That's why they live in the filthiest places and say they're all environmentally friendly.
That's right.
That's why they couldn't be bothered to plant a tree, but yet they're telling you need to protect the environment.
Right.
These people are mentally ill.
They want you to
don't let them run the dodgeball team. It's time to take the team back.
That's right, exactly.
Time to take the team back.
All right, again, if you like what you heard, folks, do us a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Hit the like button and appreciate that. Subscribe. We do, I think I did last week, I did an impromptu Friday a video that we released. So we're starting to do more and more of that. We're starting to have some other of our financial advisors participate in that. Ryan Norton, Mike Sparaza, Mike Hayflick. Mm-hmm. Mike and Mike already do a TFG Truth. If you like this podcast, check out their podcast.
They're filling in for awesome interviews this week. By the way, they got some really good guests lined up. On the show.
The guests that they've been landing have been absolutely incredible. Yeah. Right. So check out TFG Truth, that podcast. You can go to our website to find out all the things that we do. TheFinancialGuys.com, different podcasts and whatnot. And again, they're filling in for us. But hit the subscribe button, and you'll know when we release different things. You'll get a notification that we're putting stuff out there. So thanks again for watching. We do appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Share this with your friends as well if you like the content. Again, if you don't like it, I don't care. And we don't really care. So don't bother us. Go live your life and do something else, right? God bless you. And I hope that you find success and happiness in whatever you want to do. So I'll see you later, folks. Have a great week. And if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. But I do think we got a couple more podcasts coming up before that point.
But we could say Merry Christmas multiple times because that's what we do at the Financial Guys.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yep. All right. Have a good one. See you soon.